Donald Trump, China probably had easy access to Biden's classified docs. By Wendell Hussebo on January 11, 2023. Former President Donald Trump slammed President Joe Biden following the revelation that he was stashing classified documents at the University of Pennsylvania, which is reported to have accepted millions of dollars in mysterious donations from China. Trump speculated that China could have had access to the classified information because the Penn Biden Center reportedly received $54 million in anonymous Chinese donations between 2014 and 2019. Biden's documents are highly confidential. Many pertain to Ukraine, where Hunter was raking in the dough, and funded by China, which gave $55 million to Biden through Penn, and probably had easy access, Trump wrote on Truth Social. Trump's reference to Hunter Biden is related to Hunter's former position on the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company. In 2017, Hunter was paid $83,000 per month to be on the board. Hunter was appointed to the board of Burisma in 2014 with no prior experience with the energy sector or Ukraine. In 2015, Joe Biden threatened to withhold $1 billion from Ukraine if the Ukrainian government did not fire the prosecutor who was investigating Burisma. In 2017, Hunter's salary was cut in half when Joe Biden left the White House as then vice president, having himself visited Ukraine 6 times in 7 years. Trump also raised the question of whether former Transportation Secretary Elaine Zhou, the wife of Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, knew of the anonymous Chinese donations. Was the old pro's boss, China-loving Coco Chow, involved? Trump questioned. Just asking? According to the Washington Free Beacon, some of the funds were donated to the Penn Biden Center by Shanghai real estate developer Xu Zuoqing, who reportedly has no connection to the University of Pennsylvania. In 2011, Xu faced corruption allegations in China but was never charged with a crime. An expert on the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, at the American Foreign Policy Council, Michael Cibulik, told The Beacon that Xu's non-prosecution indicates he maintains a close relationship to the CCP. Zhao also has deep connections to Chinese businesses. Breitbart News reported in 2019 that Zhao and Mitch McConnell have directly benefited from the Zhao family shipping business in China. As Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer recounts in his book Secret Empires, Zhao's father, Mitch McConnell's father-in-law, gave the Washington power couple a gift. The term used on McConnell's financial disclosure forms to report this transaction of between $5 and $25 million in 2008. The gift had a large impact on the couple's wealth. According to the New York Post, in 2004, current Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and his wife, current U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Zhou, had an average net worth of $3.1 million. 10 years later, that number had increased to somewhere between $9.2 million and $36.5 million. As New York Magazine noted, in many of the videos James Zhao brags about his daughter's government work and contacts. In one video he describes talking with Trump on Air Force One. "The president spent several minutes with me," he said. "We were talking about business." In 2021, Zhao was flagged by the Transportation Department's Inspector General for allegedly using her staff in her office to help benefit her family and their business operations. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.